Across the Western Hemisphere, millions are on the move, fleeing poverty, crime, repression, and climate change. This was the focus of the final day of the Summit of the Americas.
With this declaration, we're transforming our approach to managing migration in the Americas. Each of us is signing up to commitments that recognizes the challenges we all share.
The Los Angeles Declaration on Migration includes burden sharing, with countries in Central and South America agreeing to streamline the path for migrants to resettle. The U.S. is putting up more than $300 million to finance the effort. Countries have agreed to absorb higher numbers of refugees and temporary workers. For example, Mexico will integrate 20,000 refugees into its workforce. The U.S. will resettle 20,000 refugees next year, a small number given the enormity of the problem. Migration is a humanitarian crisis and a political problem for President Joe Biden. But it's not only the U.S. that is grappling with the surging human tide.
In Colombia, we have received 1.8 million Venezuelan migrants, brothers and sisters that have fled the worst oppression, and we have received them without being a rich country.
The U.S. pledged to improve its efficiency and fairness in processing people arriving at its borders and will lead a law enforcement effort targeting human trafficking gangs.
If you prey on desperate and vulnerable migrants for profit, we are coming for you. We are coming after you.
No one expects these measures to stop migration. The reasons are many, the causes are deep, and the pressures are strong.
My country currently is subject to great insecurity. There are armed groups that are stealing, raping, killing, and kidnapping. Be it Haitians or foreign citizens, by these criminal activities, they have prevented free circulation of people and goods in the country.
The declaration is unlikely to satisfy everyone. Despite the smiles and the handshakes, relations in the Americas are acrimonious. But it is a step forward, and given the controversies, disagreements, and no-shows that have marked this summit, it is perhaps more than many may have hoped for. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.